Bachlis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bachlis Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph from the base, on the third wide line, Bar Kapor Omer. Bar Kapor Omer, Hakoyvel Avram, Avram, Oyve Barse. Bar Kapor says, one who calls Avraham, Avram, transgresses a positive mitzvah. The Belevi Omer, Barse, Beloise Ase. Beliko Oyd Eshimcha Avram, Hare Beloise Ase. Rayot Shimcha Avraham, Hare Barse. The Belevi says he transgresses a positive and a negative mitzvah. Vayikra es Shimcha Avram is a negative mitzvah. Vaya Shimcha Avraham is a positive mitzvah. Hativan hari anche knesses agadoila ko oisam Avram. Atarahu Hashem erelikim ashibahat of Avram. The Gemara asks Ezra, who was amongst the anche knesses agadoila, called him Avram. As the prophet says, Atarahu Hashem erelikim ashibahat of Avram. You are Hashem erelikim who chose Avram. Shnihid Sha'ad Shu Avram Bachatabai. The answer is there's different. The Pasuk says that while he was called Avram, you chose him. But the Gemara asks, similarly, does one who calls Sarah Sarai transgress a positive mitzvah? Who nitzdave alia? The answer is no, only Avram was commanded about her to call her Sarah. But the Gemara asks, similarly, does one who calls Yisrael Yaakov transgress a positive mitzvah? The answer is no, a second name was added to him, but the first one was not uprooted from him. Why was Avram's name changed and Yaakov's name changed, but Yitzhak's name was not changed? The answer is these, Avram and Yaakov, it was their fathers who chose their names. But Yitzhak, it was Hashem, who called him Yitzhak, as it says in the Karasa, Es Shema Yitzhak, you shall call him Yitzhak. Arba Nikru Achre Noldu Ve'elohein Yitzhak V'Yishmal Yoshiel Ushleima. Four people were given names before they were born, and they are Yitzhak, Yishmal, Yoshia, and Shleima. Yitzhak, the Karasa Es Shema Yitzhak. Yitzhak we see in the Pasuk, and you shall call him Yitzhak. Yishmal, the Chsiv, the Karasa, Shema Yishmal. And Yishmal we find a Pasuk also over there where it says, and you shall call him Yishmael. Yoshio, hine ben noila lebeis David, Yoshio Shmoi. We find that by Yoshio because it says, a child will be born to the house of David and he will be called Yoshio. Shloimai, ki Shloimai Yeshmoi. And Shloimai we find the pasuk in Devar Yomim where it says, and his name shall be Shloimai. At Kadem Sadikim, Rabbi Roshayim, Zoi Roshayim Merechem. And the one says, this is for Sadikim, but as for Roshayim, Hashem would not call them names before their birth. Zoi Roshayim Ben Zoma says, in the future Yisrael will not mention this Mitzrayim anymore, therefore Kol Yemei Chayecha must include the nights. Umar Taham, Lachin Yine Yomim Boim Noam Hashem, Yishetze V'Loyimu Oid Chay Hashem Ashehele Es Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ki Yem Chay Hashem Ashehele Ashehevi Es Zera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Yishetze Sofoina. What's the source? The Pasuk says, in Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Gimel Pesukim Zayin and Ches, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says Hashem, that they won't say, Chai Hashem, who brought us out of Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but rather, who brought us up and brought the seed of Beit Yisrael from the northern land. Amulai Loishi Akei Sif Mitzrayim El Mitzrayim Moisif Al Ma'amachius Nochius Iker O Mitzrayim Tfela. Chacham said to Ben Zoma, mentioning Yisrael Mitzrayim will not be uprooted, just Yitzhak Mitzrayim will be in addition to redemption from the other kingdoms. The kings will be primary and Mitzrayim will be secondary. V'cheinu oimeh, v'yikra shimcha oid Yaakov ki im Yisrael yiyah shimcha. Amru loy shi'ake shem Yaakov ele Yaakov moisif al Yisrael Yisrael ike v'Yaakov tofel. And so it says, your name will not be called Yaakov anymore, it will be Yisrael. Yisrael will be your name. And the understanding is that the name of Yaakov will not be uprooted, rather it will be in addition to Yisrael. Yisrael will be primary, and Yaakov will be secondary. And it should say, Elu ha-malchiyos v'kadmoynyos al-tizboynu el-amitzim. Eleni oise chadosha ato tzitzmach zu shel goig. And so it says, don't remember the early ones, and this refers to the kingdoms of Babel, of Mada, etc. V'kadmoynyos al-tizboynu, don't think about the earlier ones. This refers to Yisrael Mitzrayim, In the Oitha Chadosha, I'm making something new. Atas Titznach will now grow. This is referring to the salvation from Goig. Rosh Le-Mosh Le-Mada V'Doyme Le-Echad Jehoyah Mahalich B'derech Ha-Pagaboy Ze'ev V'Nitzom Menum Hifchil Mesapel Masa Ha-Zev V'Achar Kach Pagaboy Ha-Ri V'Nitzom Miyadoy Shochach Masa Ha-Zev Hifchil Mesapel Masa Ha-Ri V'Achar Kach Pagaboy Nachash V'Nitzom Miyadoy Shochach Masa Shneyem Hifchil Mesapel Masa Nachash. We gave a parable. What is it like? A person who was walking in the road, he encountered a wolf, and he was saved from it. He went around recounting the incident with the wolf. Afterwards, he encountered a lion, and he was saved from it. He forgot the incident of the wolf and began recounting the incident with the lion. Afterwards, he encountered a snake, and he was saved from it. He forgot the first two incidents and began recounting the incident of the snake. Kach, I should say, Yisrael, Hatzoris, Ha'achroinais, Mishakroisis, Ha'vishoinis. So Yisrael, their later afflictions cause them to forget the original ones. Hadnolach, Perek Me'emasai. And we begin now the second perek, perek Hayakoyra. The Mishnah says, Hayakoyra b'Torah, b'higiv malamikra im kivin libra yadza v'im lavla yadza. If one was reading Shema, the Parsha Shema in the Torah, and it was the time to recite Krishma, if he had intent, he was yodza. If not, he was not yodza. Over prakim, shorim v'nei hakovod v'meshiv. Between the prakim is between the breaks, between Parshas or brachas of Shema. One may greet, means give shalom to someone, to whom one must show honour if he comes, and one may respond, means return a greeting. And Rav Meir says that in the middle of the Parshas of Brachos, one greets someone whom one fears, and one responds. Rav Yehuda says in the middle one greets due to fear, and responds due to honour. And between the parkim, one greets due to honor and responds to anyone. The Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Abba zoysameres shein habrochis ma'akves." Rabbi Abba makes an inference: the brachos are not ma'akev, means if he was reading in the Torah and had intent, he was yotze, even though he did not say the brachos of Shema. Am Rabbi Yose im oimer at shu sorech lavarech berech sorech shuichavnes libay b'kulam. Rabbi Yose rejects that. He says if you will say that he has to make a bracha, the brachos are ma'akev. Amish is talking about if he did make a bracha, he has to have intent in all of them. Means if the bracha is ma'akev, all of the more so intent in Kriyashma is ma'akev. Ha'yisivan ve'inoi mafsik v'leitani nasa v'hacha afagav v'leitani nasa sach levarich. The second rejection is that if he was reading in the Torah, he did not interrupt between the parishes of Kriyashma, and our Mishnah did not teach that he was yotzer only if he did not interrupt long enough to finish Kriyashma. Similarly here, even though it did not teach so, he has to bless. So the extra details that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, such as making the brachas. The Gemara asks, may we infer that he has to have intent in all of the parshas? We learn from the following that Rav Achi said in the name of Rav Yehuda, if he had intent in the first parsha, even though he didn't have intent in the second parsha, he was yotzer. Ma bin pek rishon and ma bin pek sheni. What's the difference between the first parsha and the second parsha? And Rabbi Chanina, kol ma shekosav bazeh kosav bazeh. Rabbi Chanina answers, everything written in this second parsha is written in the first, and he already said it was with intent. Mi ato lehikra ela echad. The Gemara asks, well, if so, he should read any one parsha. Amar Rabbi Elah, Harishon LeYochid VaShini LeTzivo. Rabbi Elah gave one answer: that the first parsha is said by to individuals, and the second is said to the Tzivo, to the community. VaRishon LeTalmud VaShini LeMase. A second answer is the first is for learning, and the second is for action. VaKapora Amar Einichat Soich Kavona El Gimel Psukim HaRishonim Bovad. VaKapora said, only the first three verses need Kavona, need intent. VaTani Kain VaShinantam. We have a brisa that supports that. The Shinantam says in the middle of the Shema, until here needs intent, from here onward it suffices to say it. Rav Chuna, Rav Ori, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel, Sarach l'kabla alav malchus shamayim ma'umad. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav Ori, quoting Rav Yosef, quoting Rav Yehuda, who was quoting Shmuel, said that one must accept O malchus shamayim, the yoke of heaven, standing up. Ma im haya yoshev oimed. Does he mean to say that if he was sitting, he had to stand?
Loyim Hayomahalich Oimed. No, rather it doesn't mean standing, it means if he's walking he needs to stop walking. Tani Sarach Laharich Ve'echad. Here Rabbi Sir says that one must elongate the word Echad. Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov Amar Ovavad Bedalad. Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov said this is whilst he's saying the letter Dalad. Simchus by Yosef Oimer Kalamarach Ve'echad Marichin Yomav Ushnoisav Batova. Simchus by Yosef said whoever elongates Echad, his days and his years are elongated with goodness. Rav Yirmiyah have a Marich Sagin. Rav Yirmiyah was elongating it excessively. Amli Vzira Leith Ad Sarech Kohachin Alakadesh Tamlichu Beshamayim Va'aretz Vedavad Ruchis Ha'olam. Rav Zira said you don't need to do so much, rather in order to pronounce Hashem King over Shamayim, Aretz, and in the four directions of the world. Rav Shal Rebchiyah Rabba Velina Chami LeRebi Mekabla Lav Omar Kushamayim. Rav asked Rebchiyah Rabba, when Rebbe teaches us, I do not see Rebbe except on himself Omar Kushamayim at the time of Kriyashma. Amalei Katachmine Yaev Yadei Alapoi Vemekabla Lav Omar Kushamayim. Rebchiyah answered, no, when you see him pass his hand over his face, he accepts on himself Omar Kushamayim. So Rav asked him, does he not need to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim? Amalei leif efsha delayati mila. Rav Chia answered, it's impossible he will not veer what he's teaching to mention a matter to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rav Tivyumi shal Rav Chivkia leif ada amra she'en lecha sarach kavona el apasagur shemilvad. Rav Tivyumi asked Rav Chivkia, does this not teach that intent is needed only in the first pasuk? Rebbe stopped only to accept Al Machu Shemayim, which is the first pasuk. Amalei, you should say, Adoi Tani Ad Vishinantam. Rav Chizkiya answered, Adoi taught that intent is needed until Vishinantam. Rabbi Mani Omar Meshim Ryuda, Sha'am Meshim Ryuzi Aglili, Im Hivsik Ba Kodei Lekwesis Kula, La Yatsi Dechavasei. Rav Mani, quoting Ryuda, who was quoting Ryuzi Aglili, said that if he interrupted it long enough to recite all of Kriyishma, he was not Yotzi's obligation. The Abba Reunion B'Shem Rav Halacha Karebi Mana, I should say, Sha'amma Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'amma Mishum Yosef Lili. The Abba quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rav, said the Halacha follows this statement of Rabbi Mana, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Yochan B'Shem Rishim and Yotzedek, Af Bahalel of the Kriyasa Megillah, Cain. Rabbi Yochan quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzedek said, also in Halel and reading of the Megillah, the law was the same way, that if he interrupted long enough to recite all of it, he was not Yotzeh. Abba ba Rav Huna, Rav Chista have a Yasrin Amrin, Af Batikiris Kain. Abba ba Rav Huna and Rav Chista were sitting, they said even for Tikiris, which means even for blowing the shofar, if he interrupted long enough for all of them, he was not Yotze. Salkun, the base Rav, Shaman, Rav, you say Rav Huna, Vashem Rav, Afilu Shaman, you say Batesha Shoris Yotze. They went to the base Medrash, and they heard Rav Huna say in the name of Rav, even if he heard the Tekiris at 9 separate times, he was Yotze. Amar Rav Zera ad da'ana tamam sichali v'kad salkis l'hacha shamis Rav Yasa b'shem Rav Yochanan afilu shaman kol hayayim yotze. Zera said, when I was there in Babel, I was unsure about this. When I came to hear it out Yisrael, I heard Rav Yasa say in the name of Rav Yochanan, even if he heard them over the course of the entire day, he was Yotze. Rav Husha shaman ala seder, but that only if he heard them in the correct order. Rav Yotze by Ava by have a ze sarach pshuta hashoina ve ze sarach pshuta hachoina tkiya achas mitzia yidei shteim. Rav Yosi asked, if this person needed to hear the first pasha, it means the tkiya before a tour, and this one needed to hear the last pasha, which is the tkiya after a tour, can one tkiya be mitzi both of them? Rav Avun v'achiyya boi krishma v'chosea hi v'le v'chosea v'le hi. Rav Avun v'achiyya asked, how do we gauge long enough to recite all of it? Is it krishma and its brachas, or Krishma without its brachas, or its brachas without it? Hifsik Shlisha v'chazav Hifsik Shlisha. And if he paused enough to recite a third and returned and paused a third and returned and paused a third, what's the law? V'kayu m'sharin oy v'chol adam m'sharin. And do we gauge based on the one who recites or on the average person? Amar v'matanya m'stavra v'kayu. V'matanya said presumably it's based on the one who recites. We have all shall Rav Yochanan begin the anakari shema of avav mavoyt of matunafes and masik nafik ana yidei chavasi. We have all asked Rav Yochanan, if I was reciting Krishma and I passed through filthy alleyways and I interrupted, was I yotze my obligation? And we have all bni im masik at kadele kresis kula la yad zedei chavasra. Rav Yochanan said, Avo, my Talmud, you interrupted long enough to recite all of it, you were not yod for your obligation. Rablaza Salik, Mevakro, Rab Shimon, Bar Abba, Amni Beginda, Anna Tashish, Vana Kori, Shema, Mesnamnim, Rafikana, Yodi Chavasi. Rablaza went to visit Rab Shimon Bar Abba. Rab Shimon said to him, being that I'm weak, and I read Shema, and I'm dozing, am I yod for my obligation? Amalei in, and Rablaza asked him, yes. Rab Yemia, Bar Koime, Rab Yveira, Beginda, Rablaza, Yoda, Rab Shimon Bar Abba, Medakdig Mitzvah, Sagin, Hoyrile, I began to who Tashish Hoyrile. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeira, because Rabbi Elazar knew that Rabbi Shimon bar Abba is very meticulous about the mitzvah and wants to fulfill it properly, he ruled for him this way, or is it because he is weak and really he was exempt, so he ruled that even though in truth he would not be Yotzer? Amalei b'feirush pligin Rabbi Elazar Amar Yotzer Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yotzer. Rabbi Zeira says they explicitly argue about a healthy person. Rabbi Elazar said he was Yotzer, and Rabbi Yochanan said he was not Yotzer. Now, pligin the kriyishma b'neishihi. Asuya, Pakim Pakim, Aval Bahalel, the Kriyas Amigila, Oif, Reb Lezer, Maidi. What do they argue about? They argue about Krishma, for it's composed of different Pakim, but Halel and the Megillah, even Reb Lezer agrees that if he dozes, he is not Yotzer. Tani, Ashel, B'Shalom, Rabbi, Oib, Mishu, Godom, Menu, B'Teira, Harishith, the other. The Baisa says one who greets his Rebbe whilst in the middle of Krishma, or someone greets him in Torah, is permitted. And we can infer that one must greet someone greater than him and than himself in Torah. And we can infer also from the following. Abaita teaches that if one tore his garment because he thought that a relative died, then he was revived. If he died immediately, he need not tear again. If it was later, he has to tear. The kamahu alatal kadei dibo. How much is immediate? It's kadei dibo. And how long is kadei dibo? Rupsimon Mishim Rishua ben Levi kadei shaylus sholam ben Adam lechaveiroi. One answer is from Rupsimon quoting Rishua ben Levi. It's in order to greet a colleague. Abba bar bar chana b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kadei shaylus sholam ben Arav latalmid v'yom eloi sholam alecha Rebbe. A second answer is from Abba bar chana quoting Rabbi Yochanan that it's the time to greet between a Rebbe and a Talmud. When the Talmud, the student says to the Rebbe, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan have a mestamech al Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, by Rabbi Elazar chamilei umetameh min kadmoi. Rabbi Yochanan was leaning on Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, and Rabbi Elazar saw him and hid from him. Amar ha taltai milin hadin bablaya avidi, chadar leishal b'shlemi, v'chadar leomar b'shmuas b'shmi. Rabbi Yochanan said, this Babylonian did two improper matters to me. He didn't greet me, and he didn't say the teaching in my name. If he's a Talmud who needs his Rebbe, he has to greet me. If he considers himself a Talmud Chaver, a colleague who's a student as well, and therefore he did not greet me, he has to say the teaching in my name, because if he says something without mentioning a name, people will attribute it to him. Amalekach inun nargin gavien, ve'iru leishal b'shlamei derabba, de'inun mekaimin, ro'oni na'orim v'nechbo. Rabbi Yaakov Eidi said that so they conduct. Rav Zira did not greet Rabba, for they fulfill Ra'uni Na'orim V'Nechbo, that the young people saw me and hid themselves. They hold that even a Talmud who needs his Rebbe should not greet his Rebbe. Mimahalchim Chamilei Chal Beis Hamedrash Amalei Hacha Hava Rav Meir Yosef Dosh V'Amma Shmosa Min Shmaya Mishmei Dubi Shmol V'Le Amma Shmosa Min Shmei Dubi Kiva. Whilst they were walking, they saw a Beis Medrash. Rav Yaakov Eidi said, here, Rav Meir sat and expounded and said teachings in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, and he did not say teachings in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Amalei kol alma yadin Rav Meir tamid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan said that everyone knows that Rav Meir was primarily a student of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore what he said without mentioning the author, surely it was from Rabbi Akiva. Amalei kol alma yadin Rav Lazar tamid Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said, and everyone knows that Rabbi Lazar is the student of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore don't be upset if he said it without mentioning your name. Ma'o, if you say, Lema'ava kami arua salma. Rabbi Yaakov Eidi asked him, may one pass in front of a cursed idol? Amalei, ma is paligle ekel ela avo koime resami eine. Rabbi Yochanan answered, do you want to show honor to him? Pass in front of it and blind its eyes. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar yos avad vle ava kamech. Rabbi Yaakov Eidi said, if so, Rabbi Elazar acted properly not to pass in front of you. Amar, if you say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Ba'idi Yedeh at Lefayeth. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Ba'idi, you know how to appease. Rav Yochan by the Yemun Shmosa Minchmei. Rav Yochan wanted that people say the teaching in his name. Af David Vikesh Ale Rachamim Agur Balecha Oilamim. Even David requested mercy about this, and he said, I will live in your tent forever. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochan, v'chi aras al leiv David shuchai la'olam. Rabbi Pinchas and Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, quoting Rabbi Yochan, did it cross David's mind that he will live forever? Ela amar David, evkesh yudvoa ne'morim al shmi v'batei k'nesiyos v'batei midrashos. Rather, said David, I should merit that my words of Torah should be said in the shuls and beis medrash, batei medrash. Mehanilei, does this help him? Levi bar Nazira Omer Kalaim Shmuel b'shem Omer Sifsoisav Reichoshois Imoi Bakeva. Levi bar Nazira said, whoever says a teaching in the name of the one who said them, the author's lips move with him in the grave. Ma'atam, Davi Sifse Yishenim Kachayme Hazeh Shalanav Mishuzav Me'elav. What's the source for this? It's Davi Sifse Yishenim, the ones who sleep, their lips move. It's like a coma of grapes, the cleaver in which they are placed until they get warm. The wine flows by itself. Rabbi Chanina bar Papai, Rabbi Simon, Chad amar k'adein d'shasi kanditon, v'chon amar k'adein d'shasi chama atik, hapagav d'shasi lei, ta'amei b'fumi. Rabbi Chanina bar Papai and Rabbi Simon said, one of them said, the beginning of the verse discusses good wine, like these people who drink kanditon, which is wine with honey and peppers. The other said it's like these people who drink old wine. Even though after he drank it, the taste remains in his mouth. Similarly, after a person dies, his lips move in the grave. Ein dor she'ein bo yled sanim, ma hayu pritzei ador oifim, hayeholchin etzor chalanosu shel David, va'imim loy David, emas yibane beis ha-migdash, emasai beis ha-shem neilech. There is no generation without scoffers. What do scoffers of that generation do? They went to the windows of David and said to him, David, when will the beis ha-migdash be built? When will we fulfill beis ha-shem neilech? We will go to the house of Hashem. It cannot be built as long as you are alive. V'hu oimer, afalpi she miskavnin lachiseini yovar lai shani sameach b'levi semachti b'aim li beis Hashem neilech. He said, even though they intend to anger me, it should come upon me punishment if I was not happy in my heart, as the pasuk says, I rejoice when they told me, let's go to the house of Hashem. V'haya ki imru yomecha, amru b'shmu b'anachmeini, amru kodesh boruch hu l'dovid, dovid yomim leim, ani moine lecha. Eini moine lecha yomim chaserim klum. V'haya ki imlou yomecha, when your days will be filled, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini said, Hashem said to David, David, I count full days for you, I don't count deficient days for you. Hashem told David that he will live all the years allotted to him. Shlomo bincha boine beit hamikdash, loy lehakriv boi kabonus, chovu alai, mishpat ustoko shata oise, yoise min hakabonus. Shlomo, your son will build the beit hamikdash, is it not to offer kabonus? Mishpat and ustoko, justice and righteousness that you do are dearer to me than kavanos. Umatam asestako mishpat nivra l'Hashem mizevach. What's the source? If you do kindness and justice, it's more chosen to me than a korban. Tiska u'pakim shorim pnei hakavod yemeshiv. The Mishnah taught that between the pakim, one may greet someone to whom one must show honor, and one may respond. Pnei mahu meshiv, mipnei should say hakavod or lechol adam. The Gemara asks, for what does he respond, due to honor or to everyone? They should say, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Fokim Shor b'Pnei Hakavod u'Meshiv Shor l'Chol Adam." The answer to be learned from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, between the Pokim one greets due to honor and responds to anyone. Habakal Misa Shor b'Pnei Hakavod u'Meshiv b'Pnei Hakavod. And we can infer that the first opinion, which is with Meir, holds that one greets due to honor and responds due to honor. And the Mishnah taught that Rav Meir says that in the middle one greets due to fear and responds. For what does he respond, due to fear or due to honor? The answers we learned from our Mishnah that Rav Meir says in the middle one greets due to fear and responds due to honor. And we can infer that the first opinion of Meir holds that one greets due to fear and responds due to fear. Ad kodoyim be'emsa parasha, v'afilu be'emsa pasuk. The Gemara says this discusses in the middle of a parasha. Is it even true in the middle of a pasuk, in the middle of a verse? Rabbi Yirmiyah, I should say, Rabbi Yirmiyah meramez Rabbi Yonah mishtoi. The answer is Rabbi Yirmiyah would gesture in the middle of a verse, Rabbi Yonah would speak. Rav Chuna, Rav Yosef, v'dibarta bom, mikan sheyesh lecha rishus, l'daber bom. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav Yosef, said that Vidivata Bam, and should speak in them, teaches that you may talk in the middle of the words of Kriyishma.